This has been a solemn day, a day of formal ceremonies and informal recollections of September 11th, 2001. Starting early this morning, people have been gathering in New York, at the Pentagon, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. They've come to remember the 3,025 victims of the terrorist attacks that shook the nation 1 year ago today. Joining us now is NPR's Scott Simon, who is in Lower Manhattan at the site of what was once the World Trade Center. And Scott, President Bush has arrived, I gather.
Yes, Robert. He's at Ground Zero in the pit inside of Ground Zero, about 10 stories below us now. The President and Mrs. Bush walking hand in hand have walked down the ramp leading into that pit. The President is stopping to shake hands with, it really does seem to be, virtually everybody who's down there now, family members of those who lost loved ones in the attacks here. The President has paused to kiss a number of people. The circle at the center of Ground Zero has been filled in with water over the past couple of hours, in part to tamp down some of the fierce dust that's been raised by the wind here. So there's a kind of memorial pool below him now that's strewn with rose petals left by families of those who lost loved ones. Many family members are holding up pictures to the President as they pause to exchange words with him. There is not a microphone down there, so we can't quite make out what they're saying. To be sure, because it's also not only a memorable day, but one of remembrance, and it's always an occasion to meet the President of the United States as he shakes hands with people. There are a number of family members who are pulling out snap cameras and taking pictures of the President in return.
But this is a meeting for the President with the families. These are not celebrities who are down at Ground Zero.
No, although to be sure, a number of them have become familiar, if not exactly celebrities. But the idea is for the President to meet with his people who were most directly and personally affected, obviously, by the attacks of last September, and to put a personal face on the losses, in addition to the numbers that we are all beginning to recognize of 2,801 people who were killed on this site of the World Trade Center. We will notice that the President is, don't want to apply a political phrase like working the crowd, he really seems to be making an effort to meet each and every person who is gathered there. There are many people who are kissing the President and embracing the President, and he is reaching out with warmth to them at the same time. He has just embraced a woman who's wearing a sari. He now seems to be speaking to a couple of young women. There are a couple of New York City police officers who are in front of him, and a woman just picked up her camera and just about 2 feet from the President's face snapped a photo of him. Not the kind of thing that the Secret Service likes to permit, but it's a totally secure environment down there.
And the climax of this visit to Ground Zero is to be the laying of a wreath.
Laying of the wreath at Ground Zero. There, since there's not a microphone, we anticipate there will be no remarks. We have been told the President, a prayerful man, will pause and say a personal prayer along with Mrs. Bush. And then he will, we're told, meet with some family members in preparation for the speech he will deliver. We believe at Ellis Island tonight, but since the winds have been so fierce, there is a possibility that the venue of that speech will be rescheduled.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Scott Simon at Ground Zero, where President Bush is.